I came merely to say that I am interested in your conversation and the conclusions you draw as to some of the operations of the soul development upon the physical mind after death. You are right when you say that the condition of the physical mind after death is affected by the development of the soul, for if a man in life has his physical nature developed by the knowledge that the soul is the controlling power, he will soon be able when he becomes a spirit to subordinate the desires and thoughts which are purely material to his conception of spiritual things, so that the progress of the spirit will not be retarded by what his material thoughts may have made him while in the body. I mean that the thoughts of the material mind will not continue with him very long after his decease, but that the thoughts that come from his spiritual development will overcome or even eradicate the material thoughts. The mind is material, the thoughts which come from soul development are spiritual, and if permitted to grow and increase will overcome the material mind. I find it a little difficult to express myself tonight as you are not in the best condition for communicating, so I will not write further, but it will come again. Your brother in Christ, Caligula. October 26, 1915. I am here, Paul. Saint Paul, yes I am, and I want to say just a few words. The book on the vicarious atonement that you have been reading, about there, the Paget Messages 1915, ransom price and the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice on the cross, as to these things is all wrong, and you must not believe what it says. Well, I know the Bible ascribes to me the teaching of these things, but I never did. And I tell you now, as I have before told you, that the Bible cannot be depended on as containing things that I wrote, for there are many additions to what I wrote, and many omissions of what I wrote, and so with the others whose names are stated as the writers of the New Testament. Many things contained in that book were never written by any of the alleged authors of the book. The writings of any of us are not in existence, and have not been for many centuries, and when they were copied and recopied, great additions and omissions were made, and, at last, doctrines and dogmas were interpolated that we never at any time believed or wrote. I have to say this, and I wish to emphasize my statement with all the conviction and knowledge of the truth that I possess: Jesus never paid any debt of man by his death or his blood or vicarious atonement. When Jesus came to earth, his mission was given him as he progressed in his soul development. And not until his anointing was he wholly qualified to enter upon his mission or the work thereof. The mission was twofold, namely, to declare to mankind that the Father had re-bestowed the divine love which Adam or the first parents had forfeited, and secondly, to show man the way by which that love could be obtained, so that the possessor of it would become a partaker of the divine nature, and immortal. Jesus had no other mission than this. Any statement by the preacher or teacher or church doctrines or dogmas or by the Bible, that his mission was other than I have stated, is untrue. He emphatically never claimed that he came to earth to pay any ransom for mankind, or to save them by his death on the cross, or to save them in any other way than by teaching them that the great gift or privilege of obtaining immortality had been bestowed upon them, and that by prayer and faith they could obtain it. The author of the book is all wrong in his theories, but if you accept the statement of the Bible as true, he makes a very forcible presentation of the Scriptures. But the Scriptures do not contain the truth on this subject, except by the new birth that Jesus taught, and that being so, his explanations and theories must fall to the ground. Someday, and that very soon, he will come to the 244, spirit world and have an awakening, which will cause him much suffering and remorse, because of his teachings of the false doctrines that his book contains. I did not intend to write so long a letter when I commenced, but your questions required answers, and I could not give you answers in less space. But nevertheless, if you shall obtain any benefit from what I have written, the time consumed will be compensated for. I must stop now, but it will come again sometime. Your brother in Christ, Paul. I write to corroborate what Paul said, both as to the errors of the author of the book that you have been reading, and also of the Bible, upon which he bases his arguments and conclusions. There are some of the epistles credited to me, and I did write some to the members of the church, over which I had supervision, but the epistles as contained in the Bible are in many particulars untrue and conflicting with my beliefs, then and now, and I never wrote such conflicting statements. I never wrote that Jesus paid a ransom for mankind, or that his death on the cross saved men from the death which they inherited from Adam, or anything of the kind that insinuated that men were saved by any act of Jesus which satisfied the wrath of God, or, as the author said, satisfied divine justice. Justice was not an element in the plan of man's salvation, only love and mercy, and the desire of the Father that man become reconciled to him, that is, come to him and receive the great gift of his divine nature. No blood shedding or death of Jesus or vicarious atonement could have accomplished this, for none of these things would affect the soul development of a man. The matter of soul development is an individual matter, and can only be accomplished when man seeks for the great gift of divine love, and receives it in his soul and develops it. Then he becomes a partaker of the divine nature and one with the Father. How deplorable that men will teach this erroneous doctrine of blood atonement! How very much harm it is doing to mankind and to spirits as well, for many spirits come into the spirit world with their beliefs so firmly established in this doctrine that they frequently remain for years in that condition of belief, and consequent stagnation of their soul's progress, and of their obtaining a knowledge of the truth. The Paget Messages 1915. This author, when he comes to the spirit world, will undoubtedly have to pay the penalty of his erroneous teachings, and very probably that penalty will be that he will have to unteach them, if I may use the word, to all the spirits who when on earth believed in and followed his teachings of these false doctrines. But someday men will know the truth, and the truth will make them free. You must try your best to get in condition to take the messages which the Master desires to write so they can be published to the world. I am, your brother in Christ, Peter. The Apostle, I am here, say Liba. I'm in a much happier condition than when I wrote before, and I want to tell you that the love of God in my soul is the cause of my being happier. Your sweet wife was with me a great deal, telling me of this love and showing me the way to seek for it, and I believed her and followed her advice, and as a result, I found a great deal of that love. It is so very great a creator of happiness, and I want more of it. I am living in the third sphere because I find so much more of that soul love than in the sixth, and what I want now is that love. So you see, I cannot live where this love is not so abundant. When I get more of it, I shall go to the sixth and tell the spirits there what a great happiness I have found, and try to persuade them to seek it also, and I believe that many will. I am so glad that I broke into your writing when I did, for if I had not, I would not have learned the way to this love and happiness. I shall always look upon you as my friend and brother, and will do anything in my power to help you. I have not found any of my race in these soul spheres as yet, but there may be some of them there. But if I can possibly accomplish it, there will be some of them in my sphere very soon. I have forgotten a great many things in connection with my earth life, but I remember my parents and some of my associates and some portions of my religious beliefs. And sometime I will tell you of these things. I will also tell you of my experiences in passing through these spheres, in my progress to the sixth, where I had to stop progressing. It is strange that I did not find this out until recently, but it is a fact. No spirit who lives in the sixth sphere is as beautiful as the spirits of the third sphere who have the soul development, and the merely intellectual 245. Spirit can never become as beautiful as those having the soul love. Well, I must stop, as I only wanted to let you know that I had not forgotten you. I will come again soon and tell you what I promised. So I will say good night. Your friend and sister, say Liba. October 27, 1915. I am here, Helene, Hortense. I was the daughter of Josephine, the wife of Napoleon, and I come to tell you that I am not so far advanced in the soul development as I wish to be, but I am striving to obtain that divine love that I have been taught since my coming to the spirit world is necessary in order to obtain a home in the celestial spheres and immortality. When on earth, being the daughter of an emperor, my thoughts were given to everything else than to the real soul religion, which I now know is the only religion that can save a soul from sin and error. My stepfather was not a spiritual man, as you may know, but all his thoughts were given to the gratification of his ambition and the conquest of nations. He was also a man who had a great deal of the love nature and was intense in his affections and let them guide his life to a large extent when they did not conflict with his ambitions. He and my mother were true lovers and are now soulmates. But my mother is much more developed than he. When I died, I was totally ignorant of the soul requirements and my religion was confined to the belief in the doctrines of the Catholic Church, which were mostly man-made, as I now see. No one ever told me about the new birth and the divine love of the Father, but always about the power of the priests to forgive sin and their authority to pray a soul out of purgatory. This, as you may know, did not help me when I became a spirit, and when this great change came to me I found myself in darkness and suffering, with no love existing in my soul, although I had the natural affections for my kinfolks. And it was many years after my death that a knowledge of the soul love came to me and I was relieved of my sufferings and brought into light and happiness. I am now in the fifth sphere and am very happy, although my spirit instructors tell me that there are higher spheres where much more happiness exists and which I must strive to enter. My stepfather is not so much elevated, as he is only in the fourth sphere and does not yet know, the Paget Messages 1915. Of this soul development to any great extent. His ambitions are still with him, and to him the mind is the greatest part of all the spirit's possessions. So you see that an emperor's daughter does not even stand as good a chance for becoming a spirit of happiness as does the daughter of the poor burghers who know not ambition but whose life is spent in toil and in helping and sympathizing with others. How unfortunate to be a child of high position wherein only the material things of life are thought of and attempted to be obtained. No ambition for earthly things will help a spirit when the earthly things are no more to be obtained. My mother is with me and she is very happy, and for many years has been trying to induce her husband to give his thoughts to the things of the soul, but so far she has not succeeded, although he sees that she is such a beautiful and happy spirit. But all this love merely shows that the love for and ambition to obtain the material things of life are hard to get rid of and that something in the nature of a great calamity is necessary to awaken some spirits who have this love and ambition to a realization of not only the necessity but the desirability of seeking for the things of the higher spheres. I am now seeking for these things with all my energies and longings, and I am helped by many spirits of these higher spheres. I now know no difference between the prince and the peasant, and in fact I find that the peasant is as a general thing much superior to the prince in his soul progression and beauty and happiness. My friend, excuse my intrusion, but I have for several weeks seen other spirits writing to you and I so longed to do so, and as the opportunity presented itself tonight I took advantage of it and impose on you. But to recompense you I will say that your discussions and your writings have done so very much to help me in my progress and bring happiness to me. So I will not detain you further, but will subscribe myself your friend and well-wisher, Helene, Hortense, October 28, 1915. I am here, John. Yes, I want to tell you that the influences were not good, and some of these spirits came home with you and tried to write. But they have gone now, and I will write a while. I was present, and heard what the medium said to you and what she said was true, for the spirits that she described came to you and wanted to make known their presence. I did not know them, but I 246, ascertained who they were, and the Sarah that the medium spoke of says that she was the cousin Sally who wrote you some nights ago. The description of her funeral was correct, for she was buried in the little village where she lived and which you know the name of. She was attracted to you because of her having met you at the time of her writing, and she has been with you quite often since, so she says. I only know what she told me. The little child was not a relative, but a bright little spirit who was attracted to you and wanted to let you know that she was present. I do not know her name, but she was about 4 years old as you would say. She is here now and says that she wants to tell you that she came, because she saw that you must be good and love little children. She says her name is Rosebud, and that she has no other name, and she died when she was only a few days old and never had any name. So you see, the children love you and you can have no better sign of your love nature than that. I don't know who the James was as he left soon after the medium spoke of him. Now, all this is very pleasant for these spirits, but it does not do you any good, and I would advise that you do not attend that church very often. The mixture of spirits is so great that undesirable influences are present and necessarily affect your aura and the conditions that bring us in rapport. Of course, you may go occasionally, but if you want to go to church on Sunday night, go to some of the churches where there is more of the divine love present. I mean some of the Protestant churches where you will listen to songs that have in them thoughts which ascend to the Father of Love, and where the preaching is such that the soul qualities will be appealed to. The spiritualist church has not much of the divine love in the hearts of its people, nor do the speakers say things or give out thoughts which tend to elevate the soul or satisfy its longings. I would like to write you a message tonight on the subject of these soul qualities, but there are others here who want to write and I must postpone my message on that subject. But I will say that without prayer to the Father and faith, there cannot be much progression in the development of the soul. If only men would understand this and offer their prayers to the Father instead of to the spirits and the unknown forces and friends who have recently passed to the spirit life, they would find a very different and wonderful result. The Paget Messages 1915, I am with you very often, trying to help you both materially and spiritually, and you are progressing, and your worries will soon leave you. So only trust and believe. I will not write more tonight. Your brother in Christ, John. I am, Campbell. I am the founder of the Campbellites. Well, I have spelled it as it should be spelled. I know my followers are called Campbellites, but that is not correct. But the name makes no difference, for I am the man, and these people are my followers. I merely want to say that when on earth I did not understand the plan of man's salvation, and I taught erroneous doctrines as to this matter, and I now see the great harm that I did, but, nevertheless, there was some good done also, for my people worshipped God as their heavenly Father, and prayed to Him, and many of them received the ministration of the Holy Ghost. So I am grateful for what I taught, and also very sorry for the errors that I taught. I am now in the celestial heavens and know that Jesus is a spirit and not God, and that His great work is still going on. So when I say that I am a follower of Jesus, I mean that I follow His teachings and try to imitate His life here as on earth. I am a stranger to you, but I felt that I must write to you, and so took this opportunity. So thanking you, I'm your brother in Christ, Alexander Campbell. I am here, James. I will write only a few lines tonight, as conditions are not very good, for you are tired and have been working too much to permit us to make a very close rapport. I want to say that today I have been with you and my charge, Dr. Stone, a part of the time, and heard your conversation, and was pleased to hear your conversation, and was pleased to hear you both express yourselves so strongly with reference to the truths that you have received, and you will not be disappointed when the time comes for belief to become an experience. The truths are not to be refuted by any preaching or teachings, or any reference to the Bible, that are contrary to these truths. And I here declare to you that the only way to the celestial spheres is by the way of the new birth, as it has been explained to you. 247. I also desire to encourage the mortal to whom I have attached myself especially, Dr. Stone, and assure him that I am with him very often and impress him with thoughts that will make him realize more and more that only the truth that he has knowledge of will fit him for the work that is before him to perform, and that he must endeavor to increase his faith so that his beliefs will become things of real substance, for they are real, and when he gets in that condition and attempts his work, what will appear real to him will, in fact, be real, and so real that other mortals will know the benefits that arise from their reality. I will not write more now. So with my love, I will say good night. Your brother in Christ, James. Apostle of Jesus, October 29, 1915. I am here, Samuel R. Smith. I was a man who lived in the city of London and was a great merchant in things that were sent to India. I merely want to say, that I, as an Englishman, feel that I want to tell your friend, as an Englishman, in a foreign country, that I am much interested in him and his investigations of the truths of spiritualism. When on earth I was a spiritualist, but I did not know anything of the higher spiritualism which seems to be revealed to you both, and I am sorry that at that time this phase of spiritualism was not known, for if I had been possessed of the knowledge of the truths which this latter spiritualism brings to you, I would be in a more advanced state in my soul development. So I merely want to say this and to tell you both how fortunate you are to have this revelation before you become spirits. Tell your friend that I am glad to meet him here and will try to help him with all my power and influence. I am in the fifth sphere, and I passed over in 1867, and am now a seeker after the great divine love of the Father which Jesus is teaching in the spirit world. Excuse me for intruding, but I happened to be present and thought that you would not object very much to my writing a little. So I will say good night. I am the man who once wrote you that I had such a wonderful mind that there was nothing more for me to learn. You facetiously called me the man with the ponderous mind, and I now enjoy what you said as much as you do. But my friends, the Paget messages 1915, that ponderous mind has left me, and I now know that I knew very little of the things of the spirit world, and that there is for me the whole of eternity in which to realize that I cannot learn all that there is to learn. I have had the pleasure and profit also of associating with some of your band, and other spirits who associate with them, and the result is that, whereas, while on earth and even for a long time in the spirit world, I was an infidel as well as a fool, yet now I am a believer in the teachings of Jesus, who I thought, was a mere fanatic while on earth. This thing called the divine love is the greatest thing in all God's universe, and I know, because I possess some of it, and realize a happiness that I never before possessed. Your band is doing a wonderful work to the dark and suffering spirits, and I know that its influence must be felt among spirits who come in contact with those who have been helped even though the former have never been with you. In fact, I see that such is the case, and in the great day of reckoning, that is when you shall come over to answer for your thoughts and deeds in the body, you will find that these spirits whom you have helped will hear with you and show the results of your endeavors. So you must excuse me for consuming your time, but I felt that you must be told that I am no longer the spirit who was a fool, but one who has learned that he is of very little importance in the great world of spirits. So, thanking you, I will say good night. Samuel R. Smith. I am here. Peter D. Bewley. I am the spirit of your old schoolboy days. Peter D. Bewley. I have been here several times when you were writing, and have been much interested in what I saw and heard, and when Cousin Sally came last night and wrote and recalled old times, I felt that I wanted to write also, so I am trying. As you may have heard, in the long years after we left school I became quite a dissipated man, given to drink and other things that I need not mention, and continued these habits up to the day of my death. I caused Nanny much unhappiness, and, in fact, almost broke her heart, for she was a mild, loving girl and my treatment of her was such as to give her many weary and suffering hours of anguish. Oh, how I have repented for this since I came into the spirit world, and how I have suffered 248, and undergone many, many years of darkness. But repentance was earnest, and I am commencing to see the light. And, besides, since she came over she has been with me and forgiven me all my harsh words and neglect and bad treatment of her. So you see, there is nothing in the world like the pure, forgiving love of a noble and sympathetic woman, and she was such. We do not live together for she is a much purer and elevated spirit than I am, but she comes to me and tries to cheer and encourage me with her love and beautiful words of promise. She is, she says, in the third sphere, where, she tells me, much happiness is, while I am in the earth plane yet, but in a much brighter condition than when I first came over. But, I want to express my surprise that you can receive communications from spirits as you do. I don't quite understand it. When on earth I never knew anything about such phenomena, and I have only recently heard of your being so close to us and so easy to communicate with. I wish that I could get with my Nanny, for there I know I would be so happy. Some of these spirits say that you can help the spirits in these lower planes, and if that is so I would like for you to help me. Well, I have looked, and I see a number of very beautiful spirits, but do not know any of them, and I wonder who they are. I have done so, and, I'll be damned, if there ain't Professor Sayards. Why, what does it mean? Well, he has come to me and shaken my hand, and says that he is very glad to see me, and wants me to go with him. He has introduced me to a beautiful spirit, who, he says, is your wife. What beauty and love! You must be glad to have such a wife. I have told her, and she says she is so glad to meet me, and that she wants me to go with her after the professor has finished his conversation, and I am going with her. But, tell me, what does it all mean? I can't understand. I must stop. Good night, Peter D. Bewley. October 30, 1915. I am here, mother of Eugene Morgan, who is sitting opposite you. I heard him express the desire today that I would write to him, and I then determined that I would come with him to your room tonight and gratify his wish. Your band consents that I should write. They are helping me in the way of lending me their rapport, and hence I write so easily, as you may see. Tell him that I am so glad that he has commenced to awaken to the truths of spiritualism, and that if he will only continue his investigations, the Paget Messages 1915, he will not only ultimately believe in its truths, but will find the greatest satisfaction, and the longings of his soul will be realized. Many and many times have I been with him, hoping and praying that his mind would be open to the truths which spiritualism teaches, and that as a result thereof his soul faculties would be open to the greatest truths which affect his eternal happiness in not only this life but in the great life to come. I, as his mother, have prayed for all this, and now I thank God that I can see that my long wished for hope will likely be fulfilled. I am very happy, and am a Christian, as he knows I was when on earth, but I am not exactly the same kind of Christian. Then I believed in the doctrines of the Church as to the ceremonies and formalities that were imposed upon me to follow and abide by, more than in the soul's real religion. Now I see that these formalities were nothing, that the true soul religion determines and brings to us the great happiness which the Father has provided for us. I will not leave him until he shall come to the spirit world, and I don't mean to say that that will be very soon. But no matter how long he may remain on earth, I will stay with him and give him the great mother love which he never received in a very demonstrative way when I lived. But he is my boy, and it seems to me that my love for him is without limit or extent. So he must believe that I am with him and in return think of me often and let his love for me flow to me sometimes, and try to feel that the love of his mother is responding to him. I am in the fifth sphere and am among the redeemed of the Father, with only the divine love in my soul, and if I could only tell him what this means, all his doubts would flee from him and he would thank God with all his heart that he had been awakened to some realization that there is such a thing as the future life, and a God, and a great overwhelming and all-pervading love waiting for him to make him happy and to become one with the Father. His Father is here, too, but he is not so much developed as am I. For he was not on earth a very serious believer in the things of the soul, but now, thank God, he has had his awakening and is trying to obtain that love and to progress to the higher spheres and so, ultimately, be with me, for I must tell my son, notwithstanding the fact that he doubts or cannot exactly realize the existence or meaning of soulmates, that his father and I are soulmates, and are more happy in our love than ever we were in earth life. And there is another thing that I want to tell him, and that is that he has a soulmate, too, and she is here, and lives in the same sphere with me. She wrote him a few nights ago, and while I see that he may doubt the reality of her existence here, yet I want to tell him with all the love and interest that his mother has in him, that she is a real existing being, with all the substance and reality that he can imagine a human sweetheart to have, whom he had never seen. Yes, his Clara is here, and is with him oftener than he can conceive of, and loves him with a love that even his mother's love cannot compare with. Tell him that I will come again soon and write him, and more in detail, but tonight I am so full of love and so thankful that I can express it to him that I can scarcely think of anything else. Love, love, love is the burden of my message tonight, and he must think and learn and know that his mother's love, his soulmate's love, and the divine love of the Father are the three greatest things in all God's universe, but in their reverse importance. I must stop, though it is hard to do so. I want to thank you for your kindness in receiving my message, and trust that you will continue to show my boy the way to a realization of the truth in this great and most important truth of spiritualism. I will again tell him that I love him, and say good night, mother of Eugene Morgan. I am here, Jesus. I only wish to say that I am glad that the mother of your friend, Eugene Morgan, wrote to him tonight, because I have been interested in him for a little while past, and so much desire that he shall learn the truth.